girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line. Excuse me, but I just realized something. 8 planets, 1 universe, 17.6 billion people.
Okay.
And you're the only one I chose to follow tonight.
Oh my god.
What are the odds?
No way. Get
Isn't
out of
that
here.
Crazy?
Crazy, yes.
After he says that, whatever you do, don't tell him you just got really, really creeped out. Instead, thank him for the compliment and then give him the number to the Loser Line. So hopefully he calls it and leaves us an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, so I don't know your name, but I got your number. My name's Jeremy. I met you at that bar. So I think you're a solid chick, and I'm glad you're into guys with soul patches.
Oh.
I grow that extra hair underneath the bottom of my lip to let women know that I'm cool and mysterious, and I play the guitar. So let's rock and roll together, babe.
Next message.
Oh,
I mean, does he even need to say that with a soul patch?
Yeah,
I mean, I think women already know.
It is code in women world. Like, soul patch is where it's at.
They soul
patch
means the power patch, really.
Yeah.
Really, yeah.
It's awesome.
The
mysterious, deep guitar player.
Oh, God, I want to shave all those off. They're so gross. But I love the girl who gave him the Loser Line and said that she's into that.
Yeah, I love the soul patch. Here's my number.
Next message.
What's up? Oh. Wasabi. It was good talking to you the other night at Tanaka and Sushi. I had such a good time, girl. Sorry about my friend spraying out wasabi all over his plate from his nose. I know it was gross, but hit me up. We can have a good time, girl. All right. I'll talk to you soon. Wasabi.
Next message.
Oh, my God.
Anytime I talk to somebody who still does that, was that from the old Bud Light commercials from, like, how long ago was that? Like, 20 years ago almost?
God, it has to be. It was the frogs, right?
Yeah, the frogs.
No, I thought it was from the scary movie.
No. It's a Bud Light commercial.
It was a Bud Light commercial starting the Super Bowl a long time ago, and people still do it.
Jeez.
They still do it.
It's awful. I mean, it's more awful than his friend spraying wasabi out of his nose.
It sounds like the kind of like a bunch of frat dudes out at a sushi place just getting hammered and like, what's up? Ah, sushi everywhere.
But they all quote old stuff. I'm like, yeah, yo, quiero Taco Bell.
Yeah, exactly. You're my boy, Blue.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I feel so bad for that wait staff that I had to deal with them.
Seriously.
Next message.
Dave, it's sorry, I'm like being really quiet, but the kids are taking a test, so I'm just going to sneak this voice. Hey, put your eyes on paper. Sorry, they're like in the middle of the test. But anyways, I just want to tell you, I loved hanging out with you last week. Oh, stop it.
I'm on to you.
All right, so anyway, I got to go. They're almost done. But call me back. Bye.
Next message.
All right. Teacher in the middle of class making a phone call.
But she was pretty good at multitasking.
Yeah,
very good.
Like, she didn't let them get away with anything at the same time.
Remember, you can get the special Loser Line number. All you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592.
Next message.
Rob, it's Kyle again. Obviously, you're not responding to me. You know, I thought we had a really nice time the other night. Like, I don't usually spend the night the first time at people's houses, but, you know, I thought we had, like, a real connection, so I, you know, made an exception, and you haven't returned my calls, and, like, I would never even call people normally. Like, I just feel, like, so crazy, and all I can think of is that I used your bathroom during the night, and I, you know, I pooped, and, like, if that's the case, Rob, and you're not calling me back because I did a number two in your toilet, then you're a messed up person, Rob, and you deserve to be alone. Like, I know I'm a girl and that girls are not supposed to go number two, but newsflash, Rob, girls poop, okay? Deal with it.
Next message.
I wonder if he didn't even know that she did that.
Yeah. Like, he's like, oh, I just am not interested.
Yeah, I just didn't want to go out with you again, so I gave you the Loser Line. It's cool if you poop in my bathroom. I realize that girls are people and they poop too.
They're humans.
Poor thing. Like, if you want to go home for a night the first night you meet a guy, great, do it. Don't have expectations that it's going to lead to a relationship.
Yeah.
You will always be disappointed.
Totally.
It's always a dicey situation when you have to take a twosie with someone that you just met to. You never know what can happen.
Right. Yeah. That's why you got to carry matches at all times.
Here's another message.
Next message.
Hey, Laura. It's me. I have some really good news. I asked my mommy permission to take you out, and she said yes. She just wants to meet you first. I showed her a picture of you, and she, you know, she thought you were pretty. And if you can come to my mommy's house probably tomorrow around 8 o'clock, she'd love to meet you. And I think, you know, you're great. I think you and my mommy will have a really good time and good conversation. And who knows, maybe after you meet my mommy, we can go back to maybe your place and have sex.
What?
Okay, so I guess I'll let you go, and I hope you, you know, you get back to me soon.
Next message.
Maybe.
That's what he just threw out there.
Well, you know, he's a nice mama's boy.
Oh, my God.
Just wants to prove that, yeah, that his mommy, he and his mommy are very close.
Oh, it's so creepy when adults call them mommy
it
still.
Is.
Yeah.
I got a few friends that call their dad daddy, too.
Really?
Yeah. And it trips me out every single time.
Hey, daddy.
Yep.
I call my dad daddy when I talk to him, but not when I reference him to other people.
Yeah.
Right?
Either way, I don't know. It's just weird
just
no matter what.
Bad wives to think.
Yeah,
what?
Just don't. Just mom now. And dad when you talk to other people.
Yeah.
Also,
mom and pop, maybe?
Yeah, if you're older than, I don't know, 16,
that's
don't say
age.
My mom said it's okay to go out.
I like that. Let's set that age limit right now.
Dad. And if you're going to call and say maybe later you can come over and have sex, try to make that just a message on its own.
Yeah.
Not the mom involved in that one.
They're very two separate messages.
Yeah,
they're
really, that's a two message situation. Remember, we do the Loser Line regularly on Mondays at 7:10 and 9:10. Your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.